An iconic Brookings business will soon be adorned with a new sign that directly relates to its rich history. The Pheasant Cafe will have a new version of its namesake bird perched on the roof. When the Pheasant Cafe opened in 1949, the building was crowned with an 8-foot bird that was removed at some point before 1966. This year, the Pheasant is marking their 70th anniversary. Michael Johnson is general manager and head chef at the Pheasant.
When the Pheasant opened, either right when it opened in 1949 or early on in its years, they had a large ring-necked pheasant on top of the building. And we have a picture of that on the cover of our menu. People often ask us what happened to it, but it was, I think, made of plywood. And just was never replaced once it deteriorated.
Johnson says they're now replacing it with a new 3-dimensional painted folk art cast metal sculpture created by Kurt and Darla Weineke of Windom, Minnesota. So will it look like that original pheasant?
Well, I think the original one was just like a flat sort of painted rendition and it said Pheasant Cafe on it. This one is a little more colorful. It's 3-dimensional. It's like a metal cast sculpture, but with a very folk art kind of painting treatment done to it. So it'll be a good representation. He's a big, proud, squatty pheasant. And so I think that's appropriate because we're, you know, proud of our history in the community.
The big bird will be hoisted onto the roof of the Pheasant Restaurant and Lounge tomorrow.
I almost feel like, you know, we are giving this back to Brookings, kind of like going back to seeing that on the skyline is sort of like a, you know, revisiting our history. And so it's kind of a gift to the community.
Johnson says he's been conspiring with his grandmother to surprise his grandfather with the pheasant. The two have owned the pheasant since 1966, after that original pheasant was already gone.